Good morning. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses. I'm Nick Quinn and I'm joined in studio by cricketing superstar and racing enthusiast Cameron White. Whitey, good morning on this perfect Melbourne day.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Geez, you're looking remarkably fresh for a bloke that won a grand final just a couple of days ago.
Well, some of the other teams were calling it the preseason comp, so we didn't get too excited, didn't go too over the top with our celebrations for winning the JLT competition. But yeah, just a few beers in the rooms afterwards and straight back into training a couple of days later. So another game in a couple of days as well, so I had to be pretty quiet with the celebrations.
Geez, times have changed. David Boone would be still celebrating if he won that with Tassie in the early 90s. But well done to the mighty Vicks for getting the job done over Tasmania on Wednesday. And you're a big racing man and you're heading to the track today?
I am heading out to the track today. Weather looks fantastic. Obviously, we're well into spring now. So, yeah, hopefully we can enjoy the day and, more importantly, find a couple of winners at some stage is always good.
And a few of the boys do like the racing?
Yeah, a few of the cricket boys are into the racing. Not too many of them actually see the horses when they go to the track, though. I must admit, they fancy the marquees and the birdcage set up more than actually watching the horses. So, but no doubt they'll be, if the cricket schedule suits, they'll be making an appearance during probably the Flemington Carnival they'll save themselves for.
Right, so there's a couple of them that just like the Flemington get up and being seen and doing the Instagram sort of thing, but you're a real racy man. You're going to find us a winner and you're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses. There's the offspring with Gone Away to start our Saturday morning, and you're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses. I'm Nick Quinn. I'm joined in studio by cricketing star Cameron White. We've got a very big show later on this morning. We've got 2017 Richmond Premiership hero Josh Caddy joining us on the line. We're going to go to Sydney to speak to Darren Flindell, who's going to call the world's richest turf race today, the Tab Everest. But most immediately, we've got a man who potentially could take out one of the big races today. He's the hero of Cranbourne. His name is Mick Bell, and he's got one of the most popular horses in the country, Jungle Edge. And with this horse, it is wetter the better. He's an absolute duck. He's won 8 times on heavy track. And Mick, as we say good morning, it sounds as if the rain dance you've been doing for the last week has been working.
Yeah, I had to stop in the end.
Well, you had to stop because you were worried it was going to get too wet and they were going to call the races off.
Yeah, we've had that happen a few times up here. But anyway, no, look, the wetter it is, the better it goes, for sure.
Now, have you got a little bit of a smirk from ear to ear, though, looking out and seeing the rain falling down and seeing that Randwick's going to be a heavy track where your bloke has won no fewer than 8 races on heavy ground?
Yeah, no, he certainly likes it. I think the thing is that he goes just as fast as what he does on dry ground, and that's sort of rare.
Yep.
But yeah, no, he certainly likes it.
Yeah, and Mick, last week I was up in Sydney for a cricket match, Victoria versus New South Wales, and all I did was sit there and watch the rain for about the best part of 10 hours, checking through a bit of form in advance for the Everest I was looking at, and then obviously you've missed the run in the Everest, but I thought that some of those runners in that race would have been looking to the future forecast as well, seeing that there was plenty of rain around, and no doubt you were one of them as well.
Yeah, well, I've become a bit of a weather bureau junkie.
Sound like a cricketer.
It can be a cruel mistress too, though. You know, sometimes it looks as though rain's coming and it doesn't come and vice versa. But we've had a bit of luck and a bit of bad luck with weather, but today it looks like good luck. So, it's been great.
Now, Mick, you're based at Cranbourne, but you've decided to take Jungle Edge up to Sydney to hopefully win the Sydney Stakes, which is race 6 on the program for those that want to follow you and the horse today. What led to the process of deciding to get on the float and head up north?
Oh, well, he's been racing up here a fair bit over the last couple of years, but roughly 2 years ago, I said to everyone I had the best wet tracker in Australia, so... When they had a very wet autumn a couple of years ago, I had to try and prove it. And the wet season that they had a couple of autumns ago, he really showed that he likes it up here.
Now, you're an absolute character, Mick. We know you're very good at your singing and whatnot, and you have promised that if you do win a race today, you're going to pump out a song you've written about Jungle Edge on air. You're going to give us a little bit of a teaser now this morning for the Triple M audience?
No, I can't do that.
Oh, not even.
But I will do it for sure.
Okay, so now, are you confident we're going to be hearing that song? Are you confident that Jungle Edge can win this race? He was a $17 chance on Monday. He's now a $4.40 second elect. It's race 6, number 3 at Randwick. Are you confident?
Oh, look, the horse has got a pattern of, you know, jumping really well and running along and, you know, puts his cards on the table. And usually in conditions like this, he's a very hard horse to get past. But, you know, I'm confident he'll run well.
Okay.
You know, but he never gets beaten by bad horses. It, you know, he's been beaten plenty of times, but... you know, he lets them know. He lets them know he's there.
Well, Vedora did beat him last start, and obviously she's a bit of a fancy in the Everest, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind running against her today.
Different track, different result, maybe. And
I sort of every time I make stupid statements about this horse, he bails me out. But a couple of years ago, I said he was like a guy that could go into a bar anywhere and turn his glass upside down and hold his own with anybody. He wouldn't always win, but he'd always hold his own, and that's what he's like. He just, you know, he's a real racehorse, and you know, he gets beat sometimes, well, a lot, but he wins his share too. So, you know, today's conditions have sort of all gone our way, but you still need luck in racing. It's they're not there to give you the money; you have to earn it.
Now, speaking of money, I did read with interest throughout the course of the week that it's not just racing fans that will be cheering your horse today, because you've made a very warm-hearted contribution to a wonderful charity, and you've declared that half of any money you earn today will be donated to the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research. Why is this cause so close to your heart?
Well, my wife unfortunately lost her life to triple-negative breast cancer about 20 months ago, and Walter and Eliza Hall Institute the ones that are making great progress with that type of breast cancer. Also, see, I'm just flicking through the Sydney papers, and it's actually metastatic breast cancer day. So, yeah, maybe it's a good day to be doing that, I think.
Well, hopefully she's looking down and smiling on you at about 3:30 today, because we'll all be cheering for Jungle Edge. He goes around in race 6 at Randwick. We appreciate you having a chat today, Mick, and best of luck with the People's Champ.
Yeah, I hope I'm there singing during the week for you.
Yeah, we hope you're there singing as well. That's Mick Bell, trainer of Jungle Edge, who's in the Sydney Stakes at Randwick today. He's an absolute beauty. We'll be cheering hard for him. He's going to do from singing if Jungle Edge can get the cash. Not sure if it'll be as good as this track. Let's hear it now. Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses, thanks to Tab. And we spoke to Mick Bell before the break, and he was worried that Randwick would be washed out today, which would be an absolute disaster if you had a horse running. And you went through a similar experience during the week, Cam.
I did. I had one of my runners, which is trained by Henry Dwyer at Caulfield. I think it was last Sunday, I think. Yeah, we were washed out, unfortunately. So one of those frustrating things as an owner, but I guess always the safety is paramount for horses and jockeys. So... we live for another day, but I think we're in again at Echuca on Monday. I think we've drawn barrier 9 there in race 5. So hopefully, with any luck, we might be able to get the chocolates there, Nick.
It can be a character-building industry horse ownership, but just having a look at the field for Monday, a Class 1 handicap, Bold Missile, Henry Dwyer train, Jack Hill won nicely a couple of starts ago. First up, will we be having a little flutter on Monday?
Oh, yeah, probably. I think Henry's pretty confident the horse can run well. It's had its fair share of issues, as some as horses can do over its time. But I think, you know, in its work and its ability levels, I think Henry thinks it's probably up to this sort of race and hopefully a bit better. So hopefully can kick off its campaign pretty well on Monday. Well,
there we go. I'll make sure I put the kiss of death off on you, guys. Best betting it in the Herald Sun
Beauty.
Form Guide on Monday. Now, today we go to Caulfield in the feature race, race 9 on the program, the Ladbrokes Caulfield Guineas, and the Autumn Sun, a dominant favourite. He's looked absolutely sensational to date, this bloke.
Yeah, he has. Obviously coming out of that high-pressure race last start. So, yeah, going forward. Interestingly, I think, I'm not really a favourite sort of pump on it, Nick. At $1.80, it's not sort of my sort of price. So I was out at the track on Tuesday morning and I ran into Mick Price, and I think he thinks Tavistan's had, you know, a pretty faultless sort of preparation for this. Obviously, I'm not sort of looking to back it for the win, but maybe if it can run a place at $3 or $4 for us, that's probably the way I'm sort of looking. And just listen to a few of the gun punters during the week talking about this race and their analysis. The Native Soldier, I think if it's a mad leader track, I think, yeah, maybe it might be able to give the Autumn Sun maybe some sort of run for its money if it gets back a little bit, I think, from the gate.
Look, I also think Tavistan will go very, very well indeed, and Mick Price and Michael Walker combined to win this race last year with Mighty Boss at 100-1. So Tavistan a $17 chance, and for mine, I think he's a better horse than we saw Mighty Boss last year, but I dare say this is a tougher edition of the race as well. But with Native Soldier, so your advice would be just watch the first couple of races, and if leaders are winning, maybe look at Native Soldier for an each-way investment in the future?
Yeah, I'm definitely no form expert, Nick, but I just...
Don't sell yourself short.
I know, obviously, being a dry day at, and in the rail back in the Truett Caulfield, I think, obviously, it can favour the on-pace sort of runner. So I know in the past, was it Star Spangled Banner led all the way in a Caulfield Guineas? Yeah, that sort of reminds me a bit of that sort of horse. So hopefully, you know, it could, I guess. But I'd look, obviously, the Autumn Sun, $1.80 and the best, probably the best, clearly the best horse in the race by the look of it. So yeah, but we'll see how the track's playing.
You'll be taking it on. I can get that little whisper that you're taking on the favourite in the Caulfield Guineas. We'll take a look at all the feature races later on in the hour. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break on Talking Horses. Taking a look at the latest fixed odds information on the Group 1 races at Caulfield today. Race 6, the Schweppes 1000 Guineas, and the money has come for the favourite Smart Melody, $3 into $2.50. She heads the market now from Thrillster, a $6 second elect Eldorado Dreaming at $7. Race number 7, the Toorak Handicap, as open as you will see at Group 1 level. Shillelagh heads the market now at $5 and has been well backed. Land of Plenty at $5.50, second elect. Last start, Epsom winner Hartnell at $6.50. Jungle Cat $9.50, double figures or better the rest. Race number 8, the Ladbroke Stakes, Unforgotten at $4.40, favourite just headed D'Argento, who's at $4.80. Ben Battle $5.50 with Humidor at $8. And the feature on the program, the Caulfield Guineas, race 9 on the card, and the Autumn Sun has been smashed already this morning. Was $2 yesterday, has been backed all the way down to as low as $1.65 out to $1.70. Native Soldier, the $7 second elect, and Uhud, the filly in the field, has been $10 into $7. As always, remember to gamble responsibly, and you can check out the markets at tab.com.au. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Richmond superstar Josh Caddy. New music on Triple M with Don't Lose It by The Living End. That's a track I dare say we'll be hearing a lot more over the coming weeks. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses. I'm Nick Quinn, and joined in studio by cricket superstar and racing enthusiast Cameron White. He was very emphatic. I included the cricketing superstar part.
Thanks, mate.
And we're joined online now by 2017 Richmond Premiership hero Josh Caddy, a man that's heading to Caulfield today, and you'll have those shades on because the sun is shining, Josh.
G'day, Cooney. Yeah, it is, mate. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be a bloke that would put a fair bit of time into the appearance as well. So seeing that the sun's out, it's probably just a wonderful opportunity to get the absolute A-grade kit out.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. I think I've got a pretty good one set up, so hopefully it comes off and I look all right.
Now, you boys have obviously had a very busy season. It was a great season for the Tigers up until that prelim final, which we won't discuss too much in depth, but it must be nice for a few of you to now get out to Caulfield together and just be normal blokes for a while.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was obviously a disappointing end to the year, but you know, there's more to life than just footy. So obviously we're on holidays now, so it's days like this where you get together with a few of the boys and have a good day. So yeah, looking forward to getting out to Caulfield. I've actually never been to Caulfield ever before, which is a surprise, but looking forward to checking it out.
Don't worry, Josh. Plenty of people have been to the races at Caulfield, never seen a horse either, so it's no stress. Josh, I'm just interested to know that, just switching back to the footy for a moment, obviously a big signing with Tom Lynch, you know, coming to the club. Does that mean that you're going to have to spend a bit more time in the midfield and a little bit further away from goal this season?
No, yeah, you just never know. One thing I've learned in footy, you're just never quite sure where you'll end up playing. But no, it's obviously pretty exciting for us to get a player of his calibre. You know, when he's up for going, he's one of the best players in the club, one of the best forwards. Certainly in the comp anyway, so it's going to be handy for us. It's probably an area that we've lacked over the last few years. I'm obviously undersized playing as a key, so it'll be nice to have him, but what that means for me, I'm not too sure yet, but we'll just have to sort of wait and see. But looking forward to you know, getting out there and playing with him again.
Maybe sure. You just get to him nice and early and you and him team up and just kick Jack Riewoldt up the field a little bit. I mean, he's only won a couple of Colemans. He's still got to earn his place down there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he might have to do a richer and go up on the wing later in his career, maybe. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Was it hard at the end of the season with the review and whatnot? Because obviously it was such a great year for yourself and for the Tigers. It didn't end well, as opposed to 2017, where everything went right at the right time, where some would argue that 2018 side was better.
Yeah, well, that's the brutality of finals, isn't it? We had a really good year and, you know, we're probably the best team in the home and away season, but counts for nothing. You don't get it done on the big game. So, you know, that was probably the case. Last year, we weren't necessarily the best team, but, you know, just had a great final series and obviously a great grand final day in September, whereas this year it was sort of
had a great home and away season, and then it fell away in that last game, unfortunately. So that's often how it goes in footy, and that was what happened to us last year. But, you know, as I said, they're so hard to win, and all you can do is sort of dust yourself off and realise that there is more to life than just footy, although it would have been great to win again. You know, there's more to life, and all we can do is get back for pre-season and have another crack next year.
Yeah, exactly. More to life, like going to the races, Josh. just with that, obviously, with the big signing of Tom Lynch, you've obviously lost a few players, probably searching for opportunity, Lloyd, Miles and Conker. Do you think, how does that sort of affect, you know, one of the strengths, you know, looking from the outside over the last couple of years of Richmond has been the depth and the quality of player they have in the VFL side. How does that sort of affect your depth going forward and then to the next year?
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell just yet. Obviously, that's one of the strengths of a good club is the depth that you have, and all of those guys at different stages, but, you know, probably at any other club would have been playing senior footy. So, you know, our depth will get tested, but we're still pretty confident too. Although it's, you know, really disappointing to lose those guys, not only for their footy ability, but the sort of blokes they are and what they bring to our culture. All it does is sort of open up a little bit more opportunity for other young players that no one's probably ever heard of. So hopefully we just keep evolving and those younger guys will get more opportunity in the VFL as well, because then they can, you know, they can show themselves a bit more in the VFL and hopefully, you know, break into the seniors one day. And we're still really confident. We've got some really deep depth and some really good young players coming through. So time will tell, but it's good for those other guys too to go to other clubs and get a bit more opportunity. Sammy Lloyd, you know, for example, he was doing everything he possibly could and just couldn't get a run in the ones. So it's great to see now that he'll probably go to, you know, another club and play in the ones every week. So at the end of the day, that's why we play. So, those guys will be missed for sure.
Josh, you're an absolute star. We appreciate you having a chat today. Enjoy your day at Caulfield. If you have a bet, make sure it's a winning bet. Soak up the sunshine and can't wait to see all the selfies you post to social media.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Josh,
see you down there.
Josh Caddy, Richmond Gunn. Geez, he sounds up and about. I reckon the Tigers will be back with a vengeance next season. We're going to take a short break on Triple M's Rocking Horses. Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses. I couldn't speak over the top of the end of that song. I'd be absolutely kicked off air if I did. You're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses, thanks to Tab. I'm Nick Quinn, joined by Cameron White. We're about to take a look at the world's richest turf race to be ran today up at Randwick, the Tab Everest. And if you find the winner here, the value will take care of itself. And Whitey, we know you like shopping for value, and you're tipping a horse that's been back from $8 into $6 today and is now favourite. You obviously bet in telephone numbers.
I don't know about that, but as we touched on with Mick Bell earlier, it's been raining in Sydney basically for the last sort of 10 days or so. So I just thought Shoals on the, you know, basically I think what the track's going to get to a heavy 10. It's still running in Sydney at the moment. I thought she might be just a jump ahead of her stablemate, Santa Ana Lane, on the very, very heavy track. So that was the sort of the way I was sort of looking, maybe with Brave Smash to run, you know, a pretty decent run. I think a pretty decent race. I think, you know, I think arguably he's in better form this year going into the race than last year. And he did run a drum last year as well.
He did run third, and he hadn't been with Darren Weir for that long last year as well when he did run third in the race. So it might be a little push there, but it's a great concept, the Everest. It's polarised opinions a little bit, but I think it's starting to gain some really good momentum going into the second edition. Red Zell, who won the race last year, now a $6.50 second elect here. Vega Magic, who was runner-up to Red Zell at $8. Santa Ana Lane, $8.50. Newest Navy Flag at $9. And Trapeze Artist, he's the one I'm taking on. I don't like Trapeze Artist today. He got as short as $4.60, and there was one bit of $16,000 when he was $4.60 about a month ago. So that punter's taken a shade of unders. Do you think Trapeze Artist can bounce back, or are you sticking with some of the other runners that beat him home last start?
Yeah, sticking with those other runners. I think if they're getting back to the track, if the track had been, you know, somewhere in the soft range, or obviously if the weather had been good, Vega Magic probably would have been my top pick. I think obviously very unlucky in the race last year. There was a lot spoken about. I think it was Craig Williams' ride coming out of the Everest last year. So a jockey that cops his fair share of criticism, but clearly a very good jockey. But yeah, I'm going to stick with Shoals just with you know, the track being in the very heavy range. So obviously almost broke the track record last start there with Santa Ana Lane up in Sydney. So they're the two for me, but I think Shoals just on the very heavy track.
And the beautiful thing is you wouldn't talk anyone out of a bet on any of these runners today. It's so even, it's so competitive. And on the back of this break, we'll be talking to Darren Flindell, the man that will be calling today's Tab Everest the world's richest turf race. Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses. I'm Nick Quinn, joined by Cameron White. Thanks to Tab, and the man we've got on the line is going to call the world's richest turf race today from Royal Randwick. A very big and wet welcome to Darren Flindell.
Yes, good morning, Nick. We're already on course here at Royal Randwick. We're just awaiting on the gates to open for the members pretty soon, and then the general admission about 10:30. And once those gates open, we're expecting a huge avalanche of people to be rushing through.
Okay, you talk about the big crowd. There's going to be a big crowd today. You're not worried that the rain's going to put a couple off?
Well, I'm generally concerned about that. I have to say the good part about it at the moment, it's a fairly fine day here at Randwick. More rain is forecast for the day and a little bit of wind as well, which would be quite a concern. But at the moment, it's calm. There's hardly a breath of wind. And there hasn't been any rain for about an hour and a half. So who knows? The man upstairs might just look after us a little bit today and put on the, well, perfect conditions that you could hope for over the current forecast.
Now, there's 10 races today, but most interest will be in race 7, the Tab Everest, worth a lazy $13 million. And you're the man that will be broadcasting the race into televisions and lounge rooms across the world. How are you feeling? Are you pumped? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you a little bit of everything?
A bit of everything, really, yes. I think any race caller would be nervous on an occasion like this, as was the case last year, but it's such a busy day with the build-up and a 10-race card to worry about and various other commitments. So you don't really have too much time to sit down and think about it, as it's basically one event after the other. But very much looking forward to it. All the talking's been done now, and there's been plenty of that. It's up to the horses and the jockeys now. It's all in their hands.
Darren, Quinny just stole my thunder there. I was just about to ask you, do you feel the... I definitely feel the pressure when I'm out in the middle batting, that's for sure. But I was going to ask you, do you feel the pressure with, obviously, with the expectations of this this race? But since you've just answered that anyway, I was just going to say, but have you got a tip for us in the race?
Well, I've gone with Red Cell, not with a great deal of confidence, but I think Red Cell might just lead all the way here. I thought the horses that now... It doesn't look to be a lot of pressure in the sense of attackers in the race. I think Vega Magic will be quite happy to go forward and just sit outside Red Cell, but I don't think you want to take him on. I don't think US Navy Flag will actually have the speed of Red Cell to keep up. I saw him more in a trailing position. Le Romain, I think, will go forward, but might just sit wider on the track, and Trapeze Artist to be handy. But I just think that Red Cell will get the lead on his own here today, and as a result, he is my on-top selection. But I think Le Romain, despite the fact that he's the outsider of the field at $19, he's a great chance.
Yeah, fair enough. And is there anything else that tickles your fancy on this card today? As Nick said, 10 big races.
Yeah, Campbell, White Best is Jungle Edge, a horse that absolutely loves the rain affected going. He goes around in the consolation of this, the Sydney Stakes. It's number 3. Ben Bellum's going to ride today. You're looking at around the $5 mark, him, Jungle Edge. I've always had a bit of luck with this guy on the heavy tracks, and I hope that association continues today. So race 6, number 3 is the best. And if you're looking for a bit of value...
Always looking for value.
Yes, I know, and Nick doesn't mind a roughie here in the Craven Plate today, race 8. Number 8, Invictus Prince. I reckon with a step-up in trip today to the 2,000 metres, the rain-affected going won't be a concern for him. And bearing in mind, this is the horse that ran a good second to Winx, 3 runs back in his preparation. But I think today is a very suitable race. Race 8, number 8, Invictus Prince, my roughie.
Invictus Prince, a $14 chance, so plenty of value. And very topical that you've tipped Jungle Edge as your best bet on the program, because we spoke to trainer Mick Bell just half an hour ago. And anything Mick earns today, he's going to give 50% to the Walter and Eliza Institute of Medical Research as well, Darren. So that'd be a lovely touch if Mick could claim the consolation race up there today. But it's going to be absolutely huge. We can't wait to hear your call of the Everest. Can you give us a little teaser? Have you got something up your sleeve that you might be able to share with us that you're going to produce today?
Mate, I don't have any lines contrived. It's just one of those races. The race will take care of itself, because I think it's going to be a very competitive finish. Quite often is the case when Winx is running. Yes, I do have a line prepared, because you know she's going to win, but any one of the 12 could win this today, so there's no scripts, I'm afraid, Nick.
Yeah, well, we'll let you off the hook this time, but we won't let you off the calling the world's richest turf race, the Tab Everest. Cannot wait to tune in. Race 7 on the program. Darren, you're an absolute beauty. Best of luck today.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.
Darren Flindell, Randwick caller today for what's going to be a huge day of racing, and you're listening to Triple M's Rocking Horses. Welcome back to Triple M's Rocking Horses, and hopefully you're having a magnificent start to your Saturday. That was In Excess with Kick. On the back of this show, we'll be going to the Dead Set Legends, Jay Clark and Lee Joey Montagna, who are trackside at Caulfield. But before we do, we need a winning tip. Cameron White, you've dismissed Sachin Tendulkar at test level. Surely you can find us a winner or two at the Heath today.
Well, hopefully we can have the same amount of luck as myself getting Sachin out. But we're going to go to race 8, the Ladbroke Stakes. I'm going to make race 8 number 12, Unforgotten, my best of the day. And then best each way, I'm going in the Toorak, race 7, number 14, Murukeb.
Beautiful. Murukeb in race number 7. Wow, $15 there if you don't mind. So plenty of value. And then Unforgotten for Cam in race 8. My two best on the program for those that do want to have a bet. And remember, as always, gamble responsibly. Race 5, number 2, Voodoo Lad, currently a $3.70 favourite. And race 6, number 5, Smart Melody at $2.50. Both will be winning. Hopefully you've had a magnificent Saturday morning, Cam. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay tuned to Triple M as we take your trackside with Jay Clark, Lee Montagna, and this has been Triple M's Rocking Horses.